Yerushalmi Pair corresponding to Bavli Zvachim Daf Mem Tes. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, the first wide line, Dovah Shuroi. Dovah Shuroi Lad Sil V'Shachoi, Mau Sheyaseh Shichra. If an ear was saved from being Shichra because of the standing corn that it was near, if both it and the standing corn near it were later forgotten, can it then become Shichra? Nishmanim in Ador, let's answer from the following. Hadi Ima Esarishoim Esasheni Esashlishi V'Shachach Esaravi. Now, there are two versions of the ruling of this price. If a person gathered from a row of piles the first pile, the second pile, and the third pile, but forgot the fourth pile, if the Tanai Tani im Notal Esachamishis Hareza Shechcha, we have one version of the price saying that if he took the fifth pile, the fourth is Shechcha, this Tanai Tani im Shah Litol Esachamishis Hareza Shechcha. And the second version is if he delayed enough time to take the fifth pile, the fourth is Shechcha. Amr Bun Bachir, Ma. That mandam menatal esachamishis kishesh sham shishis. Mandam imshar litol esachamishis kishein sham shishis. And if Bun Bachir comes to resolve them, he says, in the first version, there's also a sixth pile, so they took three piles and left three piles, and since there are three remaining, they're considered to be a separate row. And in the second version of the Baisa, there's no sixth pile, so that the fourth and the fifth remain, and they are still considered to be part of the first row. If you forgot the fourth, even before you took the fifth, it can be considered shechcha. And the Gemara now comes to the proof. Im ad shelo notal esachamishis lo kvar niro lo ladunas harovis b'shura hada amris davar shuroi lahad sil b'shachroi hare zu shecha. So now in the first version, before he took the fifth pile, isn't the fourth pile already considered part of the separate row containing the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth, so that it can be saved from the shecha? But when he took the fifth, the row was annulled, and the fourth therefore became shecha. And this shows that something that was once saved can still later become shecha. And the Gemara asks, "Davar shuroi lahad sil b'shachroi mau sheyaseh shicha." Now the Gemara repeats the earlier question to introduce another point, and it asks again, if an ear was saved from being shicha because of the standing corn that it was near, if both it and the standing corn near it were later forgotten, can it become shicha? And the Gemara suggests, "Nishmani min adar," let's answer from the following: "Sa tevua akura v'sa sheina akura v'talsil akura es sheina akura hada amma davar shuroi lahad sil b'shachroi harei zu shicha." The answer we have a suggestion is that the Mishnah in the sixth perek of Peir says that if there's two seir, which is a large quantity of grain, it doesn't become shicha. Now, if there was a seir of plucked corn and a seir of unplucked corn next to each other, the unplucked seir joins with the plucked seir to prevent the plucked seir from becoming shicha, but not if the case was reversed. It only works if the plucked one was the one that was forgotten. And this shows that the standing grain that saves the sheaves cannot then be saved by the sheaves. And Rabbi Yonah tipata hakoitze shura shura u'ma'ame shura b'kra shachach after kama as yishkach es ha'am oimurim. So Rabbi Yonah answers it can refer to if a person harvested a row and bundled another, and he'd already forgotten the standing crops in the first row before he forgot the sheaves in the second row, and therefore they can't join together as they weren't forgotten at the same time.